I trust that you have been encouraged and inspired to reflect on your moms, to reflect, more importantly, on our great God and how he has allowed us and our moms to be inspired because of the qualities of those mothers that have shared. In Isaiah 49, as we wrap up today, in verse 13 it says, "But Zion said, the Lord has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me." You know, whenever we're going through times of trials in our life, and especially if we have given a lot to God, at least we think we have, and when those moments of trials come, the question beckons, where are you, God? Do you not remember when I did all these things? Even the Christ himself, when he was on the cross, asked the question as he was going through moments of pain, "Why have you forsaken me?" That's what happens in our lives. And the scripture that I referred to earlier, I'll take a couple of minutes and talk about it. It says in verse 15, right after that, the prophet Isaiah writes and he says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born? Though she may forget, I will never forget you." And here we see God uses perhaps the most appropriate example of someone not being forsaken or forgotten. And that was a mother to their child. And God says, that's the best earthly example I can have for you. You know, there are 7 children in my family. It's mom and dad, and by the grace of God, all 7 of us are still alive, of which I'm the youngest, and I'll be 55 soon. And so the youngest child in the family is 55 years old. You know what my mother does to this day? On each of the child's birthday, she'll call every child and say, "I just want to call and remind you, it's your brother Brian's birthday. I just want to call and remind you, it's your brother Ronald's birthday today." I know all my brothers and siblings' birthday. I don't have to, wonder when it is. That was etched in my memory. My mom is the personification. She will never forget the birth of her children. When we sit down and talk, she shares what it was like, where she was. If a mother cannot forget their child, one of the deepest pains of people are miscarriages and abortions. Deepest pains. And God uses this understanding and blessed us with this relationship. And I pray today that we think about how our God promises to never forget us. He says, "See, I have engraved you in the palm of my hands. Your walls are ever before me." God does not forget and forsake. That's what's really important for us to understand. And God gave us a human being who doesn't do that for us. It doesn't matter what it's like. Whenever I call my mother, she perks up. And she's enthusiastic because she loves her children. And if that's what our mothers can do, how much more so our God? I know for some of us who are going through times of challenge, God has not forsaken, nor has he forgotten. As a mother cannot, so our God is even greater in that sense. And so at this time, we remember what our God has given us. And we're thankful for God that he has instituted what we call the communion. If you don't have some communion supplies that someone gave you, raise your hand. Someone's going to get that to you immediately. There is something called the communion. And what God does and what we do, we have it every Sunday. And the reason why, there is no greater event for us to remember. Not the Leafs winning the Stanley Cup. And some chuckle about that. Not some sporting event or concert you've been to or event in your life. This is the moment that we remember the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. And so we're given a wine and that is representative of the blood of Christ and, of course, the bread that represents his body. And so we give thanks not for the bread and the wine, but we give thanks for the body and the blood of Christ. And so as we remember, if God will never forget us, and believe me, he never forgets us, we too will use this time to remember him and what he's done for us. And so at this time, we will partake in the communion. Let us give thanks for the body and the blood of Christ. Let's pray. Father, thank you for blessing us with mothers. And Father, I pray for those who are hurting at this time. The Father, they ultimately remember you and think about you and realize that you are never forgotten or forsaken. And we know there are some situations where moms had to give up their children for adoption. And there are moms today that are sitting in their rooms or not wanting to go outside because they're ashamed of that moment in their lives. I pray that those moms feel the comfort from you, feel the peace from you, and that, Father, we can be the arms, we can be the legs, we can be the heart for these people. And I thank you that you did not forget us when we were stuck in the muck and mire of our sin, that you reached down your long arms and you pulled us out from that, and your ears were not too dull, as sometimes it was so faint, our cry, and yet you still heard our cry. Thank you that our names are written in the book of life with your son's blood. And for that, we celebrate this communion. Thank you for the blood that was spilled for us. Thank you for the body that was sacrificed for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.